In the first reading today, St. Peter talks about what God has done for us. It says, His divine power has bestowed on us everything that makes for life and devotion through the knowledge of Him who has called us to His own glory and power. Think about that for a minute. God has bestowed on you and me everything that's necessary for a life of devotion and a share in His glory and power. Because, as St. Peter talked about, we become partakers in the divine nature. We have literally become sons and daughters of God. We share His nature, we share His life. We need to consider these things because when we hear in the gospel reading about these people to whom this vineyard was entrusted and what it was that they did, we recognize we've been entrusted with way, way, way more than a vineyard. We've been entrusted with the divinity. It's one thing to be able to look at Jesus and say, well, He is God, and indeed He is. But you participate in the divine nature. You have been elevated. You have been raised up to a divine level of acting and being. You're a member of the Lord Jesus. You are a son or a daughter of God the Father. You participate in the divine nature. And so it's not, well, Jesus is over there and we're over here. No, we're united with Him. We're supposed to be continuing His work. All of the things that He did, we're supposed to be carrying that on. How are we doing? It's not merely a vineyard that has been trusted to you and me. It's truth, and it's charity, and it's eternal life. It is the kingdom of God that has been entrusted to you and me. Maybe we're not doing quite what these other people did, that is, beating the servants and killing them. We're Americans. We just go, eh, whatever. We just don't care. We don't do anything. I think our Lord spoke about that too, didn't He? Be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. That's where we're at. Does it mean anything to us that we become children of God? Yeah, that was nice of God to do that. I didn't ask Him for it, so I don't care. Does it mean anything to us that we've been raised up and given a participation in the divine nature? Does it mean anything to us that we have participation in the divine life? When we look at the people walking away from the church in droves, it's obvious that they have either no idea, which most of them don't. The catechesis for the last 60 years has been an absolute abomination. And so most people have never been taught. They have no clue. But even those who do know, it doesn't mean anything to them. We kind of take it for granted. Our attitude seems to be, yeah, I've heard that before. Like, it's not a question of whether we've heard it before. The question is it true? And the wonderful thing about this is that it is not merely an objective truth, which it is that. It is a subjective truth. Each one of us has to look at this and say, I have been given a participation in the divine nature. I have been given a share in the divine life. I have been raised up by God to be His own child. Does that mean anything? Do we care? Are we acting as children of God? That, after all, is exactly what our Lord told us to do. If we're children of God, we have to do what our Heavenly Father does. The privilege, we have to see it that way, the privilege of being able to continue the work of Jesus has been given to us. This is so far beyond what any of us could ever have asked or imagined. And think about this. If you were put in this position of Ahab, okay, the prophet Isaiah shows up on your doorstep because you're being a total wretch, and he says, ask for a sign from God. Let it be as high as the sky or as deep as the netherworld. Would you have said, I want the second person of the Most Holy Trinity to take a human nature, live a human life, die for my sins? No. Now, if God were to look at you today and send a prophet to you saying, once again, ask for anything. Now you know who the Lord Jesus is. You know what he's done. You know that he's fulfilled all those prophecies. If you didn't know anything beyond that, would you say, make me divine? Make me your own son or daughter. Give me a participation in your life and in your nature. Lift me up to a divine level of acting and being. We still wouldn't even be nearly arrogant enough to ask for something like that. But God, in his love for you and me, has done that. Way beyond what we could hope for. But that's what he's given us. And if he's given us everything that makes for life and devotion, it means he's given us everything to be holy, which only makes sense if we're going to be sons and daughters of God, and God is holy, and he said, be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. We have to be like our Father. We have to be holy. And so God has given us everything that we need to be able to do this. So that's what we've been entrusted with. So if we look at it from another perspective, the vineyard, if you will, is your soul. How have you treated the people that God has sent into your soul? That is, how do we handle God's grace? Do we reject it and choose sin instead? So aren't we beating it? If we choose mortal sin, haven't we killed the servant of God and thrown it out? If we don't commit mortal sin, but we don't really want to get rid of sin in our lives, aren't we beating up the servants? God sent his only begotten Son. So? What does it mean? I'm choosing Satan over Jesus because I want my sins? Because I don't want to live as a child of God? You see what the implications of this are. If the question is, what is the owner of the vineyard going to do? Says he's going to wipe these people out and give his vineyard to somebody else. Now look at your own soul and ask yourself, what's God going to do? Look at what he's entrusted with to me. He's entrusted me with his life, with his nature, with his Son, with everything that is divine. What am I doing with it? Am I cooperating? Am I striving to grow in holiness? Am I wanting to be conformed to God? Am I really seeking to do His will? Those are the kinds of things that we have to be about. What does my prayer life look like? Is it where it ought to be? So some important considerations for every one of us, because these aren't just kind of cool ideas. This is the reality that's happening inside of each one of us. And we're going to be held responsible for that. Thanks be to God for the gift of confession. So when we mess up, we can at least have all this forgiven. We can get back on track. But we need to be striving for that holiness. And so that's what we have to be about. Above all things, St. Paul says, put love, charity. That's what it's all about. So that's what God has entrusted us with. We are the tenants of this vineyard that is inside of us, our own soul. God wants it to produce great fruit. How are we doing? Think about that. Pray about that. Recognize your dignity. Because it's the truth. Like I said, not just objectively, subjectively. This is the truth about you, me, individually. Look how much God loves us. And now ask ourselves, how much do I love Him?